this week's photo on the cover of Time magazine tells one of the narratives of the unrest last week in Baltimore. A single black man is running down the street away from an approaching phalanx of police officers in riot gear, charging after him, clubs raised. That's the narrative from Ferguson to the recent Justice Department report that found unarmed black men were being singled out by heavily armed local police forces. But there's another story behind the picture. It's the story of the photographer, 26-year-old self-taught Baltimore native Devin Allen. His pictures from last week went not only to the cover of Time, but they went viral. Rihanna retweeted them. And it seemed to us that maybe his story is also in some ways the story of Baltimore. And Devin joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to have your pictures at hearnow.org, but start with the one on the cover. What was happening when you took that picture of the man running?
Well, that picture was captured on Saturday, the 25th, and basically it was a peaceful day. It was a peaceful rally, but it got a little out of hand, and the cause of that were the police putting on their riot gear, and I'm slowly approaching because of the other rioters that was basically defacing and destroying the police cars. So what the police started to approach, and the guys, he took off running right past me, you know, and as I looked up, the police was like right in my face at that point. They came faster than I thought they was going to come. And the police, they could have ran me over, you know, broke my equipment, but they didn't. They actually helped me get over the railing, you know, so.
So we have a lot of questions for you, but one's just kind of technical. Why black and white? It's printed in black and white.
The main reason is because, you know, black and white is pretty much straightforward. You know, if I see a lot of color, it makes me pay attention to so much in the picture because the colors are popping, there's color all over the place. So I was like, I think if I gave them that old feel, that black and white, they'll feel more emotion. And then with one of my favorite photographers, Gordon Parks, you know, I just feel as though black and white hits harder.
Of course, Gordon Parks, the iconic African-American photographer.
Yes.
Who shot often in black and white. Well, you said early on you were determined to show the good, the bad, and the ugly of what was happening in your beloved city, and you've got pictures of young men jumping on police cars, smashing windows as the violence started after Freddie Gray's funeral. We've now moved to Monday. Pictures of it looks like a black person pouring water on a white protester's face to lessen the sting of pepper spray, a young boy standing his back to the camera in front of two police officers in riot gear, again in Baltimore. But just to this point that you said you were determined to show everything about your city, it's one thing to be a photographer. Now you're being a journalist during this event. Because you love this city so much and grew up, you know, just around the corner from where Freddie Gray was picked up, do you think you were capable of showing things that maybe might not put the protesters in a sympathetic light or might put the police, who, for instance, helped you over the fence, in a sympathetic light?
Kind of, sort of. I did my best. You know, I'm not no journalist or anything, and I'm getting a lot of heat from real photographers and journalists saying that I'm doing a terrible job, but I'm a guy with two cameras. And basically, I went to every single rally, every single protest. Even when it wasn't a protest, I still was outside. You know, I try to capture every angle and not to be biased, you know, because I have met some pretty cool police officers, you know, and I have met some protesters, people that rioted, you know. Everybody is real emotional, and I try to tell everyone's story in every image.
Well, first of all, Devin, we haven't heard this. Which professional photographers are saying you're doing a terrible job? Because you're obviously, you know, the people at Time don't think so.
I know. You know, I have caught a lot of heat on Instagram and on Twitter. And I even had, you know, animosity from photographers here. It kind of hurts a little bit because that's what I aspire to be, a photographer.
Well, let's talk about what some of that, maybe it's professional jealousy, might be. I mean, you are, as we said, self-taught. And do I understand that you only picked up a camera in 2013, around the same time you lost your job?
Yes. I started 2012, but I didn't even have a camera. I just used my friend's little Coolpix like type camera to take pictures and put on T-shirts. So I actually purchased my first camera December of 2012. You know, I didn't start taking pictures to 2013. And I did teach myself. I watched a couple YouTube tutorials here and there, and I learned most of everything I know through trial and error.
Well, and just to underscore, you loved it, but also it became something to do after, was it Trans America that moved out of Baltimore to another state and you had worked at that insurance company?
Yes, I worked at Transamerica for 3 years as a workflow coordinator. And yes, they up and moved our job to Texas, and we didn't know anything about it. They just called us into a corner. It was like, hey, we're moving your job to Texas. And yeah.
What are you doing now for work?
I work with people with autism and intellectual disabilities.
Do I understand you do that overnight?
Yes, 12 a.m. to 8 a.m., Monday through Friday.
And then go take your pictures?
Yes.
Okay, when do you sleep?
Lately, I really haven't really slept. Like, I take cat naps, you know, I really don't have time to sleep. And then a lot of people in my city are looking, you know, they call my phone. They want to know where the rally's at. They want to know where to be, you know.
Well, you have become something of not just a coordinator, but a voice online. It's not just your pictures that are going out, but you send tweets, too. Things like when the riots started to happen, you tweeted out, please don't lose focus. Times will get hard, but don't forget the goal. We want justice, not riots. Friends and family of Freddie Gray have been peaceful since day one. I saw it with my own eyes, heard it with my own ears. Respect, don't tarnish that. You've become a voice.
Yeah. It's still unreal to me, you know, because this is like my city. Like, people don't even, like, I have a nickname here. People don't even call me, like, Devin Allen. Most people know me by, like, my childhood nickname, you know, so it's like,
Which is what?
Everyone knows me in Baltimore as Moody. You know, a lot of my friends know me as that.
Well, now you're being tweeted out by Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna, Beyonce, they're posting it, and it's just unreal.
Well, how do you think your personal story reflects Baltimore's story? You know, you had Transamerica, you had a business pullout, and you lost your job. One of the biggest problems in Baltimore is unemployment for the inner city. And yet, look what's happened to you. There, you know, a positive light has shone on you, and who knows what's going to happen with your photography. What are you saying? Maybe some good for the city can come out of what's happened?
Yes, I think I shed a lot of light on the city, and good in the bad way, because I didn't want people just to say, oh, she's not showing everything. Like, I show protesters and riders, you know, fighting, you know, or people being negative. I depicted that, you know, and with Baltimore, you know, I love the city with all my heart. So I just think people connected to Baltimore in a way that they couldn't connect with it through, like, media and in the news. You know, I had people taking my pictures. Like, a guy took one of my pictures and made a poster saying keep the peace all the way in New Orleans, you know, and a lot of people are saying, like, why haven't you put your name on your pictures? I didn't put my name on these pictures because I wanted them to go viral. I wanted everybody to post them. I wanted people to see.
This has been extraordinary. Your pictures have been viewed by millions, but you don't get paid for that.
No.
And by the way, we assume you were paid for the cover of Time.
Yes.
but still, that doesn't support a career.
It's because it's not about the money. That's why I keep stressing to people, because money comes and goes. I'm just blessed that I made history. You know, that's the biggest achievement for me and my family, that I left a mark. You know, I was shooting models and shooting parties, and I can book shoots and get paid, but I canceled all that. You know, like, because at the end of the day, I can't be selfish with a God-given talent. The universe blessed me with this talent, and all this pain is around me. I had to use it for good. And if I did it for money, it would be tarnished. You know, I did this from the heart.
Yeah. You obviously are in support of the protesters, at least in their goal of justice for Freddie Gray. You've made that very clear in some of your tweets. What would you say to the young men and women in Baltimore who were the ones who went to the malls and who you're talking to in the tweets and saying, you know, please keep your focus on the goal, especially when it comes to your story? What would you say to them?
People got to just remember, these are kids. These kids are emotional. You know, I call us the forgotten ones, because people forgot about Baltimore. You know, even the mayor here forgot about us. You know, this city has been bad. We've been in pain. So people need to understand, like, that pain that those kids released on that Monday, that's bent up pain from their parents, from the struggle. And I want people to understand that. People are not trying to understand. They're just pointing the finger. And for those kids, they stood up for what they believed, and they did what they did because that's what they wanted to do. I really can't comment on it, you know. I didn't want my city to burn, you know. I didn't want to see it like that, you know. But they if it wasn't for them, we would never have all this media coverage. I don't think those guys would have been charged as fast if Monday would have never happened. I want people to understand that. If that would have never happened, we would have never been to this point, you know. Yeah.
Well, Devin Allen, we also know part of your story is that you dropped out of community college, but I'm guessing that, you know, you don't need college right now. You have your skill.
Oh, no, I'm probably going to go back to school.
You are?
My thing was I didn't used to believe in myself until, like, really now. Like, I knew I was okay. You know, it's a lot of amazing photographers out here. I follow a lot of amazing ones, you know. And I'm like, I'm all right. You know, I'm from Baltimore. You know, I travel to New York a lot just to get my name out there even more. You know, and it's like, after this situation, I want to take this further. You know, I want to go do movies and do film. So I'm thinking about going to film school, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, this situation really inspired me and inspired a lot of people here. A lot of people here have faith now. The photographers and the artists here are inspired now. So it's a lot of great things I just feel is coming, not just for me, but for my city in general.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Devin Allen, Baltimore native. His photographs from the streets of his hometown last week have gone viral. One's on the cover of Time magazine. You can see them at hereandnow.org. Devin, thank you.
Thank you.